So the sugya of maskabayis chaveri bar boser is in becheskasei baduk. The hainu we have the nidin is can we assume that the masker did his job, that it was baduk? So we said, what kind of person is this masker? Maybe he should be tali if he's erlichiyed or not, or you know. But we said yesterday, it's a lamdish shayla because the bias is becheskas not baduk. And the masker maybe has a chazaka that he did the bedikah. How do we balance out these chazakas? And we opened up yesterday when he pointed you saw we put in the Marma Kaimis today. The Ramah, in Yoriday, Sivan Kufchav Zayin, in his Sif Gimel, in his discussion about Erechan and Mevisurin and who's believed and what, and let's talk about some basics, you should know. Erechan is Neman Mevisurin, a person is Neman, Erechan, like Abi Kashrus, that something is Shkita was Kasher, that it's not Trefa, that it's that there's no bugs in the lettuce, that the the milchik is milchik, the fleshik is fleshik. There's no any kashrus related. That the truma was taken off. Erechan nemen v'isurin. Avada, we know, a woman is also nemen erechan nemen v'isurin. Hare, according to most rishonim, the makar of erechan nemen v'isurin is from the sofra law that the isha tells the husband about the nidah. So there's a din of erechan nemen v'isurin. But sometimes when it's ischazik isura, it's not so pashut that the erechan is believed. Unless, and this is the biggest side, biyodoy. The fact that it's biyodoy to do it, so he's believed even though there's a chazaka. And the Rava is talking about these things, and he's discussing the kedarim of when you're neman and when you're not neman. And here's the headline that we need, amongst other things he says, bedikas chametz is not as chazak yisura. He says, when something is not as chazak yisura, then anyone can be believed, kegoyin bedikas chametz. The Magen Avraham, Taflam et Zayin, Sif Dalin, Sif Kam Dalin, and again Sif Kam Ches, and other places also, and many Achrayim attack this Ramah. It's a Bavusta Machlagis. It's a Sugi that's going to come back to us on the Yud also. And many times we're going to be discussing this. The Magen Avraham says, no. We bought the whole year there's Chametz in the house. And I know, when I said this yesterday, the Ulam asked, yeah, but a whole year Chametz is not a problem. I know. A whole year, Allah Necht for Nagansiyar, Chametz is not a problem. But the Matziv of Abai is that there's Chametz all year. So now when you're coming up to crunch time of Bedikas Chametz, the matzav of the bias, it's becheskas iser. It's becheskas iser. Treat it as such. When we're going to start handling the gedarim of our sugya today, who is believed, in what situation are you believed, what kind of person is believed, when are you believed, factor in that this is ischazik isura. Okay, maybe it's biyodai to do a bedika. We can talk about it. But whereas the Ramah in Yeridei, a Kufchav Zayin, Sif Gimel, says that a matzav of a bias is not ischazik isura, the Magen Avraham certainly comes to ask nishtazoi. One of the knaches the Magen Avraham speaks out is the following. When the Gemara declares, when the soicher finds himself on Yudalim in the morning not knowing if he has to do bedika, and the question was, should he rely on a chazaka or should he not rely on the chazaka? The Gemara asks, lemai nafkamina, lishayle, what's the problem? Just ask him. Many rishonim see in this Gemara a big yisoid. The Ritva brings it down over here, the Emes. The Ritva, yesh lemeid mikan, that when you soy mechana chazaka, if there's an opportunity, availability, an efsharis, liverure, don't just rely on the chazaka, be mevarer. If the mask is around, you're mechuyiv to ask him. You're mechuyiv to ask him. And the Ritva says it as a yisoid from the sugi over here. So what does the Gemara answer? So when is the sugya negeya? In a case when the masker is not around, the less alahai, the lishiyula, he's not around. Okay, he's not around. So then, okay, should we be matriach, opener of the sugya? Fret the Magen Avraham. There's a din when you shecht the behema, there's a possibility that there are yud ches treifas. So many different places in the behema, the ivorim could be treifas. Possibly you could check. I mean, nowadays the emesis, you can probably check even before you shecht, with a cow scan. But assuming that in the time, everything's all right? Assuming in the times of the Gemara after you shecht, it might be a very big tircha, but if you go through every one of those evarim, you can check if there any of there's a trefa. It will be a tremendous tircha. It's doable, it's possible. Technically, even if you want to drink milk from a cow, after you milk the cow, well, nowadays it might be easier, just put the cow through a cow scan. But even in those days, before you drink the milk, every time you want to have a cup of milk, check the behema, check for all the treifas, and then first drink the milk. I don't think that would be called ikal verure. There's a limit what's called ikal verure. The marshal, even someone asked me, it says that the guy's not there. What if you can track him down, but it involves a lot of effort? In nowadays talking, you have to make like 20 different phone calls to a whole bunch of people that might know someone that knows someone. You can spend about 4 hours of networking. You'll track the guy down. That's nichal and ikal verure. How far is the limit of what's mechuyev you to do ikal verure? But a component basics, back to the case, when you shecht the behema, the din is you don't have to shecht all the yud ches treifis. We assume there's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Chazaka, some say it's a roiv. You're getting into an interesting topic. It's a big topic out of itself. Is it a roiv or a chazaka? Is it a statistical roiv or is it something else? There are people that don't eat milk these days, kiyadua, because they say that it's not true, that there's this roiv. I'm not telling everything's milk is over here. It's fine. But we don't check for all these rapists. Fret the Morgan Avram, why not? Over here we see that you have to ask. Says the Morgan Avram, because a behema is certainly not becheskas that it is a treifa. Forget about saying that roi behemas aren't the treifa, and there's a chazaka that the behema is not a treifa. But to go say that you have to go check, there's certainly no chazaka that the behema is a treifa. But over here by B'dikas Chometz, the bias is becheskas einoi baduk. Not just einoi, becheskas baduk. The bias is ha'al anech v'naganshe that was Chometz. Says the Magen Avraham, that's why you don't have to go check by the Yudchas treifas, but over here you do have to ask. Now the emes is, the Chasam Sofer speaks out over here in Shulchan Aruch Taf Lamed Zayin, there is one aver that we do check. We check the lungs, we check the reyos. There's a whole system that you have to check. Now the emes is, when you're checking the lung for treifas, there are certain things that it might not mamish be treifas, but ulai there's a chashash, if it's not exactly smooth, that maybe there's a chashash, ulai there's a treifa, and that's called glat. And I'm not getting involved now in glat. People sell lollipops and say it's glat kosher. I don't know. Glat specifically is talking about that the lung is chalak, and the Beis Yosef is actually more machmer than the Ramah legabe chalak. When you say chalak Beis Yosef, okay, you'll correct me if I'm making a mistake. But there are a lot of other details where the Ramah is actually more machmer than the machaber. But specifically by lungs, yeah. And the reason we do check the lungs, so the Chasam Sofer brings out its makaris in the Rishonim because it's a miyat hamotzli. Now again, I can't do a crash course on all the gedarim of roiv and miyat hamotzli and gedarim of this, but could be by a lung. It's already like maybe you should check. But you have to know. You have to know the rules of how far we're what's going. Now this is the knesh that the Magen Avraham says that by bedikas chametz it's becheskas einei bodek. Comes the Chok Yaakov, and he is machnis roishoy to this machloikis ramah yoyredei kufchav zayin. A bias is there's no it's chazik yisura le'inyim bedikas chametz, and the Magen Avraham says there is. Says the Chok Yaakov, it depends. Are we talking about a bakery or a kitchen of a house where mamish bivadoyis there was chametz the whole time? Or are we talking about a room in the house where it's probable, yichol yod, not a marteth yayin, which is very rare. But there's like normal, and then there's mamash shpitz, becheskas vadei chametz. The truth is, I was trying to make a chart how many levels there should be. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's numerous. Maybe I don't know. Is it rigid that there's mamash just only the three levels? Like vadei chametz, cheskas eni vadei, eni cheskas vadei. Well, no, you have to even more and more and more mutually say this. The more and more of a reason to assume that there would be chametz there. But the muscle getting over here, Hamaskir bakery lechaveiroi. So then, on one hand, there's much more of a chashash that there is chametz, and it's mamish becheskas yeh chametz. But you know what? On the other hand, there's also more of a chance that the masker probably didn't be there. You know, the same thing, someone was telling me, what if you rent a martef yayin, where it's very rare that chametz would come in? Is there more of a reason that you don't have to do bedika? Because there's anyways a slim chance that there was chametz. Yeah, but it's also a slimmer chance that the masker actually did the bedika. It's very possible that maybe it's always glove fit. Maybe there's no glitch in the system. Maybe we shouldn't make madregas about this. Because proportionally to the more of chad that it's kemat vadi vadi, 100, 110% that there's chametz, but proportionally on the assumption of whether the masker probably already did the bedika, the more and more of chance there was chametz, there's also probably, proportionally so, that there's more of a chance that the masker did the bedika. But it's important to know that the Chok Yaakov actually makes this differentiation between whether something is becheskas sister. It depends, are we talking about a bakery or the kitchen of the house or other rooms of the house? Let's go a little bit through the Shach Matar of the Gemara all the way till the end, one run through, and then we have a lot of work to do. But again, the Gemara Shaila was Hamaska Bais the Chaveira, and again, not a marte, not a bakery, a regular house. Maybe it is the same like all the cases. But when you masker a bias and it's your dalit, and technically the masker was the one that was supposed to do the bedika, and the soicher doesn't know, and yes, l'may nafkamina l'shayle, you are supposed to ask him, you mechuyif to ask him, don't just rely on a chazaka if it's possible to be mevarer. It's not ridiculous to go say you have to go ask him. So the Gemara says, but he's not around, are you allowed to assume? Says the Gemara, Tinisua, quoting a braisa, hakol amanam abir chametz. Interesting, it says bir chametz, not bedikas chametz. The Achranim talk about that. But we'll get to that afterwards. Bir chametz, it means the bedik and the beer. Afilu noshim, afilu avadam, afilu katanim. My time of mehemni, frek the Gemara, we're turning the page. Why do you believe in Eben Ish and a Katan? And the underlying theme in this sugya is that the assumption is that we don't trust Eben Ish and a Katan. Why not? Not so pashut. But the assumption of the Gemara is that we don't trust Eben Ish and a Katan. So the Gemara says, one second. The Braisa says you'll trust an Eben Ish of a Katan. Listen to a Moira Dika Gemara. It's a little bit choppy. I'm going to try to set it up. You trust an Eben Ish of a Katan? Of course you don't trust them. You know what it means to trust them? Because it's irrelevant for what they say or not. It's anyway, so you can assume it's bothered. It has to be that's what the Braisa means. Now that's a little muddled, and the Gemara is going to actually ask in a few lines. So say, this is a chazaka. The Gemara will deal with that, Taisus will as well. But for the structure of the flow of the sugya, that's what the Gemara said. Obviously, you're not believing this Eben Ish of a Katan. So when they say that it was Badak, and like it's irrelevant what they say, obviously the reason why you're chilled to go afterwards is because you were allowed to assume that it was Badak even without them. So the Gemara says, one second. What would be Pshat and such a thing? It's Cheskasei Badak, why? Because Sover HaKol Chaveirim Hem Eitzel Badika. Okay, there's something called Chaver. It's Mishnayis all over, Legabi Taharis, and Legabe Tevel by Zroyim, and a lot of other things. There was two groups in Klal Yisrael. There were the Chaverim, an elite group of the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Amaratzim. The Amaratzim were separated from the Chaverim. And Chaverim, Legabi, many halachas are believed, and we know what they do, and they're machmer in certain things, and noyig certain things, that Amaratzim weren't. Lamashal, the Gemara gives an example that a chaver shamei sviniach magura malaya peiris afilu hein b'nayoyim and harein b'cheskim spuzikonim. That's obviously Legabi Tevel, that the guy died. And you can nevertheless assume, even though it's fresh produce, no chance that he forgot to do tevel. Maybe he just died before it happened. Good kasha. But for nakasha star minish. So the maisa, we assume that it was done. Now the Gemara is saying a knesh. Hakol chaveir made some bidikas chametz. Whereas in Yisroyim, Taharis, and various other high-ended ruchnius things, there were only an elite group of people that were chaveirim. Bidikas chametz is amami. Bidikas chametz is for alamin. Bedikas chametz, everyone's a chaver. And that's why you can assume, I don't care what kind of guy the masker is, for sure he did bedika. Everyone is a chaver, eitzel bedikas chametz. And I bazoi, when you're trusting the Isha Eved V'Katan, forget about it. You're not trusting the Isha Eved V'Katan. You're assuming that Avada the guy did bedika. The Tzlach and the Chassam Sofer and many Achronim ask that there's a little glitch over here. All of a sudden we introduce the idea that everyone's a chaver by bedika. That's not what the Shprach was in the beginning of the sugya. Something, you just threw that at me in the middle here. In the beginning of the sugya, we just cleared. Do you assume it's Becheskes Badek or not? What's this insert now that we're throwing in Chavar? It's a good Ha'ar, we're going to come back to it. But let's first get the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Umimai. Who says you're right and you want to prove that it is Cheskos Badek? Maybe, in fact, it's not Cheskos Badek, and it's still Mashani Hachem Mishum Dekamri Hani, and we do believe them. To which the Gemara says, this is going back and forth, I apologize. Or I don't, actually. That's the shock of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Oto Amir Dahani Midi Mishashas Bay. Ridiculous. Their words have no significance. So the Gemara says, okay. So Elamai, so what do you want to say? That their insignificant words are totally insignificant, that the reason why you don't have to do Badika is because you assume it is. So why didn't the Braisa say that? Elamai, the Cheskos Badek. So hi, the Lashon of the Braisa, Hakol Ne'amonim. That's what the Braisa says. Kol Abot the Mecheskes Badukim Barbosa Miboyole. Someone told me, Pshat, Kemat the Sfasema says it. Maybe the difference between Ne'amon and Ne'amon. You know, like just nem on. You should nem on. Meaning, the way the Braisa was saying is that it's so assumptionable that the guy did bedika, you could assume, the lady could say so, the Eved, just nem on, it's nem on. If that didn't work for you, okay, but that's what the Gemara is trying to do. So the Gemara says, but it's vaita not true. So the Gemara says, you know what? One second. Elamai Mishum Amir Dahani, getting back to the side. You want to say you're really trusting these people? So then, fakert, I have a raya against you. Haloya Amri Hani Loya, obviously it's only because they said so, otherwise you would assume it's not Badak. So I was like, Tifshim, you know, the Ein Cheskasei Badak. Bring a right if I care that the assumption is that it's not Badak. So the Gemara says, no, and that also it's not true. Loy Lamei Malach, it is Cheskasei Badak. So why? In this Brisa where we are trusting the Isha Eved V'Katan, what was it relevant that you needed to trust them? You could have nemed on anyways. Why do they have to be Ne'emon? Hacha B'maya Skin, an interesting case. The Muchzak Lan Deloy Badak. We know for sure that it wasn't Badak. Why not? How do you know it's not Badak? It's your dalit in the morning. How do you know he's not Badak?
He could have told us.
It could have been that he told us. But I'm not sure if he says so, then if you would believe her. So, it could be, but then certainly I don't know if you would believe her. If Agent says no one did a bedika, I don't know if she can come and say it was. But what?
A certain time, though.
A certain time?
No, by this time, I'll do it.
No one did a bedika. Okay, but I have better. Rashi says that we saw him tired. He was tired. Yatsam Abayyayim, Liderach, he went to the Derach, or he was tired. He was busy. Now, careful. So we know he didn't do a bedika. And what is this Isha Ebed Bekotten coming to say? If they come and tell us that he did do a bedika, you know what we're going to tell them? We know he lied. By the way, we saw he was tarred. Who saw he was tarred? He said Aiden. You know how many people saw he was tarred? Hundreds. Everyone. The whole valley. Everyone. It was 100 Aiden. So if everyone saw that he was tarred and didn't do the bedika, how could the Isha come and say, oh, he did do the bedika? Avada, we won't believe her. What is she coming to say?
I made a shliach.
Who made a shliach? He made a shliach. He made a shliach or she made a shliach?
She was the shliach.
Three options. 1 second. She was the shliach. He made a shliach. 1 second. One thing I know for sure. He and his hologram did not do it. We saw him somewhere else. We saw means everyone. He was somewhere else. He left. If she comes and says he did a bedika, we're not going to believe her. If she says he did a bedika already the day before, Yud Gimel, he did a bedika, Yud Gimel. What? I know, but she said he did it. But that's not the case. Notice that she says we did the bedika. And if you notice also, earlier in the sugya, that's not what it says. Earlier in the sugya, it actually says that she's saying, we saw him do the bedika. Now we're not doing that anymore. Because now we're switching that the case was, we know Bavada, he didn't. And they're coming and saying the story. And what's the chiddush that you believe them? Even the B'dikas Chometz is only the Rabbanon. Why is B'dikas Chometz only the Rabbanon? Because when the Raisa B'tal Bal Masagi. And therefore, him knew Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, we got to the two dots. And now, was there a Hachra to our Shaila? Can I remind you? The Shaila of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was, when a Seicher finds himself on Yadalan in the morning without information about whether the Masker did the B'dikas the night before, and yes, he's supposed to ask, and yes, he's not able to because the Masker's not around, is it Cheskas Eibadu? Can we assume without anyone, an Eved Ish Makot, anyone, no one, telling us whether there was a bedika? Can we assume there was a bedika? Or can we not assume there was a bedika? There was an attempt to prove that we do assume there's a bedika from a weird attempt. A Braisa that says we trust an Eved Ish Makot was a funny way, we're going to talk about Taisa soon, of saying we trust him. But we threw that away. Then we said, Faker, from the fact that you have to trust them shows that you obviously assume there's not a bedika. The Gemara says, no. Possibly the case of the Braisa is that we know there wasn't a bedika, and in such a case we're trusting them. Okay, so do we have any information on what's the din in a case when there's no Eved, no Isha, no Kata, no guy, the masker's not around? Should the Seicher, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, he's asking the Rav, should he do the bedika or not? What's the halacha? But mitzat structure, excellent, it is. But mitzat structure, the sugya, where are we up to now? Ibayid lifsh, the most excellent, most Rishonim learn that it's an Ibayid lifsh, though. You have to catch on. Maybe we did it too quick, but the Gemara made a shaka v'tariya and an attempt to primachriya the Shaila. Again, a weird attempt. A braisa that says we trust in Ishev and Vakatim was somehow going to be a proof that we do assume it's Badak. Later on in the sugya, that was actually going to be a diyuk of a proof that we don't assume it's Badak. The Gemara nixed out of it on both accounts. And it's in Ibayit Levshda. So what is the halacha? Machloikis Rishayim, 3 days in the Rishayim. I want to speak out very clearly before we move on. The Rush, which we did yesterday, says it's in Ibayit Delay Ivshita, and therefore Suffolk Lakula. Since you already did Bittel, we're dealing with the Rabbanon. It's an Ibayit Delay Ivshita and Suffolk Lakula, and we mutched on this Rush yesterday. Why Lakula? The whole din of B'dikas Chometz is on a Suffolk. We quoted a Magid Mishnah, which is in today's Maram HaKoymus. The whole idea of B'dikas Chometz was Niskan on a Suffolk. But that's what the Rosh says, and that's what we paskin. Now, the Rambam, Hilchas Chometz Amatz Per Beis Elochi Yedayin, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Lam Yedayin, L'chayra paskining different, they're paskining that we were machriya, that it's Cheskos Eibadik. We have the Makaras, you have to know, but that's what they, I want to talk about it, but that's what they say. Now, the third option is the Maram Chalava. He learns it's an Ibayit La Yipshita. But as such, we go l'chumram. As such, we go l'chumram. Now, again, we were shaka b'tari of the Gemara, attempting to bring a raya about whether it's chaskas nebadak. Since it's an ibayit lifshta, we go l'kula. I saw an interesting ha'ara from the Minchas Shloima, from Shloima Zalman Auerbach. Fascinating Gemara. What does the Rosh say? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. You're asking the Rav, what should I do? I just rented an apartment. When did you get the keys? Early this morning. When did you do the Kenyan? Early this morning. So the Masker was supposed to do the Bedikah. Do you know if he did? I don't know. I can't find him. I'm speaking out what he was telling the Rav. Yeah. So the Rav says, listen, it's still early. Go do Bittul. Go do Bittul. Then you're dealing with a Derabbanan. And then you can already rely Safek Derabbanan Lekula. But if you don't do Bittul, and you're dealing with a Deraisa, then you have to be Machmer. Frekab Shlem is Alman, he brings a Shach in Yerudea Simen Kuf Yud. For the record, Simen Kuf Yud in Yerudea is about the Gedorim of Sveik Sveika and Nemonis and Erech and a lot of different Yerudea, these kind of topics. And there's a lot of Klolim, well, the Shach and then following him, the Tumim, and many of the Achrenim, the Oro, Klolei Sveikis, Klolei Yisra Heter. One of the many rules that's over there, what's the Lechaira, the way Rav Shlem is Alman is quoting a Shach, is that if you have a Shiloh, that inherently is a Safek Deraisa, and we know Safek Deraisa is L'chumra, and you alter it, you do something to change it, you change something, and then you turn it into a Safek Derabanan, it's too late. If the Safek landed on you as a Safek Deraisa, treat it as such. So he asks, why at 9 o'clock in the morning? That's what the Shach says, not in reference to Chametz. So Rav Shlomo was asking, why over here? We're telling me 9 o'clock in the morning, no problem. Do Bittul, then it's a Derabanan, Kol B'Seder. You know how to play games like that? It fell on you a Safek Deraisa, and the answer is, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's not a Deraisa or a Derabanan yet. It's Al Anecht for Nagan Siyar. Chametz is Mutter still then. It's pending for disaster. At Chatzos, that's where you're going to get there. But if you do Bittul in advance, you saved it.
You say that the Rosh holds that the Masker does the
Bittul? No, we actually learned yesterday that the Rosh means, and that's how Shulchan Aruch, that the Sefer does the Bittul, and we explained it based on the Magen Avraham, that we assume that the Masker...
But if the Masker did it, but the Rosh would agree, presumably that's Derabanan now, no?
Yes, that also would be an option, yes. If the Masker did Bittul, that would also be a solution. That's not what they're saying when they say you should right. Do the Bittul, though. They're saying that the Sefer should get up and do the Bittul. Now, it's a very important yesod in the sugya. Once again, it's 9 o'clock. The seicher's asking the rav, "What should I do? I just rented an apartment. I paid for the. I did kinyan kesef. I got the keys. It's 9 o'clock. Do I have to do bedikas chametz?" So the rav says, "One second. Did you know if the masker did bedika last night?" He said, "What well, Ray Minish with the masker? I need to know if I did a bedikah." He says, "No. Go ask the masker." And that's what's a yesod in the sugya. You have to go ask. Shulchan Aruch paskins this. You have to ask. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Saf Lamed Zayin, you have to ask. The Rambam does it. The Rambam doesn't bring it. It's very interesting. There's always, right, name Nafkamina L'Shailei, always the Ayin Mishpat, is always Mitzayin. The Rambam's and the Shulchan Aruch. Over here in the Shailei, he's Mitzayin only the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam not. The Rambam doesn't bring the Shailei. So there's big rain in the Achroinim. What I heard is a mahalach like this. L'chayr, the Gemara says, ask. Why don't we paskin it? You know, the Ritva over here says, Yesh lemeid mikan, that even when you rely on a chazakah, when it's opportunity to be mevarer, and he brings some rice, like when you shech the behema, I'm going to soon speak it up. That's the Chavar the Gemara says. Only if the master is not available, then, okay, but let's brera, rely on the chazakah. If you're able to be mevarer. The Ritva fears also a line. He says, by certain cases of an animal, when you shech, you don't have to. He said, Ein kol ha-chazokos, shavos v'chein ha-emes. Not every chazok is the same. Not all chazokos are the same. There are different levels. Sometimes a chazok is that stark that you don't have to be mavar. Sometimes a chazok is not as stark. There are levels. I was zoicha, b'siyata d'shmai, the first day of Chol HaMoed, to hear a shir from Hagoyin Rav Asher Vaisvita. He comes every year, the first day of Chol HaMoed. Actually, a retainer, it wasn't the first day of Kolomai. The first day of Kolomai was Friday. He said it on Sunday this year. But usually, as a Kviyas, it's mamish set in stone. He comes the first day of Kolomai Tarnov. He says a shir, and this every year a different topic. This year, the shir's topic was whether you rely on Chazaka or you should be Mavar. And he started, of course, because it was Pesach, Kolomai Pesach, with the Gemara, Mesachim Daf, Dalit. And then he went through 14 other places in Shas where there's, I'm not going to throw everything at you, but with, well, a few of them. He said, we'll go for a Tiyul. We'll go through different places in Shas where you rely on chazaka, and we say of a becholefin, be mavara first. Now, the first makar, our Gemara. Not everyone learns that that's the din. The Bach Afanort says when the Gemara says l'may nafkamina l'shayle, the Gemara just means a technical thing. Soicher, you're asking if you have to do bedika? Just go ask him. Not because you're mechayiv to, because you want to know if you're relying on a chazaka. You're not allowed to rely on a chazaka if there's a possibility. Don't throw me that whole thing. No. Why do you ask a shayla? Just ask him. It's the Gemara is asking about the shayla. Just why don't you just ask? Hazayis up the Bach. But the truth is, says the Tzlach, and the Sfasemas I think speaks, and many other they want to say, and this is a diak I mentioned before. At the beginning of the Gemara didn't say the fancy words chazaka al chaver. Later on, we switched to chazaka al chaver. Get ready. When you hit the level that it's chazaka al chaver and hakol chaver makes the bedikas chametz, the level of chazaka lav kala chazaka shabbos, the level of chazaka that is such that everyone is a chaver legabi bedikas chametz, so you can so way safely assume that the master did bedika. When you get to that stage, there's a mahapecha in the sugya. You don't have to ask. It's pashut, you're allowed to rely. I saw also some achrayim want to say, we asked this yesterday, what if it's the middle of the night? Can you assume the master did the bedika even in the beginning of the night? So let me tell you something. On Dalet Amud Aleph, no. Rashi says shachris. You can only assume the master did the bedika by the end of the night. Even though the chatchili is supposed to do bedika at the beginning of the night, but it's not mukhrich he did. But once you get to chazaka al chaver, that level, hakol chaver meis al bedikas chametz, everyone listens to the rule to do the bedikah at the beginning of the night. By 10 p.m., you could assume that a bedikah was done. On Amar Aleph, that wasn't true. Only when you upgraded to chazaka of which one? But that's a different way of looking at it. It's a different level of chazaka. The truth is, this is mukhrich in the sugya anyways, a few times. You know, the rush brings down that if you want to rely that it's chazaka, that it's baduk, that's fine, a seicher on the dalit. But if the master's available, it's better to ask him. And he quotes this from the Ritz Geis. The Rosh says, listen to a Rosh. Mitoich divrei ri, it's mevor that even though it's chazkase baduk, but if the master's in town, the Ritz Geis, pastin, you should ask him. The ri, the Ritz Geis, some first gemara. The gemara says, l'mayin of kamin on shayle. Als the Gemara, I could have learned like the Bach. That learns that it was just a suggestion. Als the Gemara, I could learn that when you get to Chazaka al-Chaver, it switches. Oh, but now, Dr. Rosh, I hold like the Ritz Geis, that it's taka true Iberal. It remains that you actually have to ask. And that's a halacha. Now, a few digmais of such, the Ritz himself wrote a few, we'll go through. Yoyredei Simen Aleph, when you shech the behema, technically you should really check for all the... check the knife afterwards, check the Evarim afterwards, if it's a trefa. There are various things that you rely on chazaka, and taka you should, but if it's able to be mavar, you're mavar. In Yoredei Yudches, there it's talk about the knife. The Ritz brought that one also. If you shech without checking the knife, preferable to check the knife afterwards. But if the knife's not available, fine. Yoredei Lamites, a little gory, but when you check the trefas, we said there's one Evar that you are supposed to check, because it's Mia Tamotzi and it's really not so posh to rely. The lungs, and if a door came and took the lung and ran away, what do you do now with the meat or the milk? You could eat it. Why? Because you were supposed to rely on chazaka, preferably to be mavar, but if not. Tzitzis, you're supposed to always check before you put your tzitzis on to make sure, first of all, that you're not wearing a dalet knuffis without the correct amount of tzitzis. L'chatchili, you need all 32. And also, you shouldn't make a bracha levatala. And you're supposed to check, but if you didn't check? Another dugma he brought. There's a halacha, when a lady falls to Yibum, the husband died. Actually, he died, he did have a kid. He had a little baby that died a day after him. But it was alive. When he died, he had a little child. But it was mamish, a baby, 32 days old. There was a big chashash that this baby was a nefel. And as such, if it had a status of nefel, it's not so pashut. Now, in the Gedarim of Nefel, preferably, there's a whole bunch of tests. You check the fingernails, the hair. There are certain ways to be boided to Nefel. And the Taz Paschal is there. If they didn't bury the baby yet, you should do the Bedika and check. But if they already buried the baby, then rely on Chazaka that it was Becheskes Nefel. All kinds of the Gemois as such. Now, What? No, right before 30 days. We have to check the case, right before 30 days. We'll check the Maharam claims. It was Chol HaMoed, and I do write on Chol HaMoed, Bless Breiris. I wrote very the Ketzorah this year, but Reb Chaim was able to get us the advanced copy of Reb Moshe Weiss's. He sent me 8 pages yesterday. Thank you very much for all the Maharam Akoinis on the sugya.
Oh. Rabbi, there's a little issue with the Gemara saying he's not around. He could have just said, he didn't ask.
Like, that's what it means. It's a kvetch, but the Bach writes that door. Now, in the Shakavatari of this Gemara, the Gemara asked, are you allowed to assume it's Baduk? And let's not, I want to know in crunch time, in Arayin in the Shakavatari. From the beginning, the Gemara brought a raya from a seemingly not related connected Braisa. The Braisa was talking about something else, whether you trust an Isha Evi V'Katan. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow about Riches Rabbeisai, about whether you trust an Isha Evi V'Katan. And the emes is the main focus, we're not finished at all yet, but I just announcement. In Mi'eretz Hashem tomorrow, we're not going to do Taisus Dibra Maslam Ederaisa, which is all about Bittul. We're going to wait another day or two. We're first going to do the Taisus Nu Rabbanan B'Rabbanan. I do all the Taisus, Kol Tera Kula Gavaldik, but the focus for tomorrow is don't do Taisus Mideraisa. That's the second Taisus. Skip to the third Taisus, which is about the Namonas of Isha Evid B'Katan. But again, we're getting started on that topic. The Gemara quoted a Braisa that we do trust in Isha Evid B'Katan. And that was going to be a raya. Oh, that we assume. Which again, the plan words. They're nem on, so must be we nem on. But it's not enough. And the Gemara actually even said it's not enough. The Gemara said, if anything, it's fakir. From the fact that you have to trust them, must be you didn't assume. So the Gemara says, no, don't knock me with that. Maybe if Adab Adarach Ha'al and Echvanagansi will assume, the case of the Braisa, if you'll choose to say that we do assume, is that we knew for sure not. We saw for sure that he was tyrant, left, wasn't there. And then we're believing her, the Eved Ish V'Katan, not that he did the Badika, but that they did it, or they made a Shliach, or they did it as such. Tosfos tries to salvage the Gemara's Havamina. Now, he doesn't want to overdo it, because then the Gemara wouldn't have a Kasha, but Tosfos, it tries to, and the Olam came to ask me, what does Rashi learn? Again, in Rashi, I don't have a better pshat. Rashi's Shtark, not Meduik, like the two pshatim of Tosfos, thank you. Maybe Rashi will nem on is like the Sfasemis is Nusad. That the happening was, we just, a Bryce that says, we nem on what an Isha Nebet says, it just means we nem on, it's fine, don't worry, you're not to do Badika. She can say, he can say, no one says, the Seichel says, it's, you can assume so, it's all the Zelda stuff. But Tosfos wants to know. So this is a challenge. We want to know that the din is that you're allowed to rely that there was a Badika even if you don't ask anyone. And at the same time, it also makes sense, a Bryce that says, we trust an Isha Nebet Katan, who we really shouldn't trust, but we trust them because of the fact that we're allowed to rely. How did that happen? So Taisa Stupshat from inside club, we're gonna do the Taisa. Tema. My Salkadato. Dichaskase Bodak im Kane Matsarak Lamir the Hani Klaal, which was what the Gemara asked. But Taisa is like saying, can you tell me a pshat for the Havamina? So Taisa Zoy, Vaimari. The Mayri Kigon Shabala Bayis Beir. Afal Gab the Cheskase Bodak, even the Isay Beir, Sarakli Shal Himenu. Right? If the husband, the Baal Habayis is in the city, you gotta ask him. Ulahochi Mahani Amir the Hani, the Loy Shalinon. Do you have what just happened? If the guy wouldn't be in the city of Bechlal, what would you have to do? I hope I'm quoting Taisus right. If you're a psychic, you dial in the morning. If the Baal, the Maskir, Ruben, the Baal Habayit, the Baal Adir, the landlord, would not be in the city at all.
Good to go.
And is an Eved Isha V'Katan?
Good to go.
Good to go. No reason to ask them. No reason to ask them, no tzairach to ask them.
Even but if they say, even if they jump and say, no bother, then you're good to go.
No, if they say, no bother, Gavada, there's a problem. Because if they say there's chametz there, you've got to trust them. Because it's very easy to put chametz in. It's biyodik to put chametz in. But it's very, an achbar could do it. But one second. If the Baal would not be in the city, you wouldn't have to ask. But if the Baal is in the city, and that triggers you the special din from the sugya that we talked about, that you're supposed to be mevarer, here's the scam. You're allowed to rely on them for that din of being mevarer. Why? The emes, we don't trust them. What's this in between? But that's what they says. And again, I'm pretty sure. If the Baal is not there, b'chlal, don't ask anyone. Don't ask questions. If the Baal is there, that's what the Braisa means. The Braisa means, Avada, we can nem on its Vada. Because if the din would be an Alan and nem on its Vada, then suddenly you wouldn't believe her. Isha Evid V'Katan. Oh, but the emes says it's Cheskes Vada. No, Baal is the ear, and it would be preferable, not just the Bach. You really have to ask. For that, we'll assume that you could rely on them. Inserts Tosfos with a problem. How come by tevel we didn't say you have to ask the guy? Now, I have a crisis. Toysis introduced this idea that you have to ask the guy. It's part of historical Torah. You have to ask the guy, so if he's around, ask the woman. And he says, how come by tevel you don't have to ask? Interruption question. On Amin Aleph, it says you have to ask. Why isn't the Shmer right there? How come by tevel you don't have to ask? Why did Tysus only ask this? In the middle of mystical Torah, he's saying, really, you're supposed to ask. If he's available, you can ask, and instead you ask the lady. How come I tell you don't have to ask? Ask it straight out on Amin Aleph. On Amin Aleph, it says you have to ask. Oh, it's a raya to the Bach. Al-Kaponim, you could learn like the Bach. Tysus holds not like that, but mitzad the Gemara itself that says, Lamayin Afkimin Shaila doesn't mean you have to ask. In Tysus, though, you have to ask. And now I want to ask Akasha. It says that this guy died. Tysus brings a raya, you don't have to ask. He's not around. Ain lecha lesa kamon. Nobody home. He's dead.
He died.
Chaver shemes. Afa gav the gabi tevel samchina nacheskas chaver. He doesn't mean our gemara of chaver shemes.
No.
That's what I thought it meant. One second. That's what I thought it meant. He's dead. Zok the chasam soifer. There's another gemara in Erev in Lamed Beis where a chaver sent you a package. And there also we say, you can assume he sent you good stuff, good, meaning it's already ma'usr, it's tevel, it's matukan. That's the case he's going on. And he even says, you know what, you don't have to ask. Because kivan sheshalach lo, he sent it to you, he obviously wouldn't send you something that doesn't have to be matukan. But not from the case of chavar shemes. Now in the case of chavar shemes, what's taket of shabbat? How do you know what's matukan? Maybe he died. I know someone, he has a, it's a long story, but someone from a moshav, Shomer Torah mitzvahs, a moshav, an older fellow, they found him unconscious in his where do they live there? In the house where he lives. They live in these little, I don't know, huts nowadays, 2026, a nice house. Okay, fine. They found him unconscious, they called that solid this, and they asked him what happened. He says, listen, I was in the fields, I was very dizzy. I got back, he lives on the second floor there, the hut, yeah. He said, I walked up the stairs, I opened the door, I put the bucket down, I was mafish to mitzvahs, and I collapsed. He said, what did you just say? He said, I was very dizzy, I walked up the steps, I opened the door, I put the bucket down, I was mafish to mitzvahs, and then I collapsed. He said it three times. He said, it's automatic. Fashtaita, that's what he did first. Now again, it's not answering the kasha, but I already told you, from the kasha starmanish, but it says by chavar shemes that you automatically assume. But I'm getting back to Tysus. I want to wrap up the Tysus now. Because we have to get to the second shot of Tysus. The Erev shot of Tysus was, again, what is our challenge? What are we looking for? We want a brisa that technically, inherently holds you're allowed to nem on that there was a bedika. You could assume there was a bedika. It's becheskas that it was bothered, and you don't have to ask anyone. And we want such a brisa who holds that it makes sense that the brisa uses the words you could trust an Isha Eved Bekatan. In what connotation are you trusting her? If it's named on, you don't have to trust her. What's the case? The Erev shot of Tysus was, and B'siyat HaDishmaya, we'll get to the second shot also. The Erev shot was that yes, you were allowed to nem on, but there's a knech, Kamada Gemara Naman Aleph, except for the Bach, that preferably, L'chatchila, in this case, he's supposed to be Mavar, and Tak, if he's not around, fine. But if he's around, it would really be mutl on you to go ask him, and that's the Chiddush. Instead of asking him for that, you're allowed to rely on the Eved Isha V'Katan. That was the Erev Pshat of Tysus. Did say the Pshat of Tysus is. Did say the Pshat of Tysus is. Avada, we know when there was a Bedika. But then the Isha Eved V'Katan says, yeah, you think there was a Bedika because you assume he did? He didn't, but let me tell you, we did instead. Let's see it inside. Why did the Bryce have to say it? The Bryce should just say Cheskas Badak, we'll figure this out. Same as in the first half. What was this connection of the Migu? One second. Why don't we trust Nashiman Badikas Chametz if there wouldn't be a Migu? Meaning, let's say we knew in this shlav of the Gemara that he didn't do a bedika. We know for sure he didn't, so it's not on her say, so we knew he didn't do it. Then she wouldn't be believed that she did a bedika. Why over here is she believed? Why is it better because she said Why is it better?
Because you could have said nafash.
That's the migu. Migu is usually to believe someone. Tomorrow's sugya be'ezer Hashem, about Isha Eved V'katan, the issue about Isha is that we don't trust her? That's not the reason. We're going to see about the sugya. Taisa says, Atzlani is, they're not capable. What does it have to do with a migu? How does, I'm Amish, don't get it. What does migu, if you assume that if you would know it's not Badik, you would not trust the Isha to do a Badika. So who cares if you would have assumed there was a Badika? But now she says there wasn't, and she says, don't worry, but I did it. Not that I managed Shliach. I did the Badika. You're not capable of doing the Badika. You're not capable of doing the Badika. No, it's Mamisha Pella. The issue over here is not that we don't trust her. What? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Avad, that means that we trust them that they delivered and actually did it. But in the Havmin of this Gemara, we're assuming that they actually aren't. And they're not capable. And in Bederach HaKlal, Bitaka wouldn't believe. But specifically in a case where anyways we would have assumed that a man did it and that it would have been fine, she came in and said, hey, he didn't. Okay, we trust him in that. And then we said, she's going to be named to say that she did. Yeah, but she didn't do a good job.
Oh, to say he didn't also has some nemanos.
That no, I know, but that's how much easier nemanos because he didn't. It's
no,
just
she doesn't
commenting.
Know what a bedikah is. Oh,
it's a lot easier the other way. I'm going to talk about that. I don't know if it's possible to say that maybe she put 10 pieces. Meaning, we assumed it was a bedikah. He did do a bedikah, but then she said, "I put 10 pieces and I found all 10." Maybe that's what you meant. She undid what she did.
No, I didn't mean that.
Meaning, it was Cheskes Bad.
It's not
Why not?
There was no Badika.
After the 10 pieces are there, there's no Badika.
Nah. Well, why? Who, why
nah.
She, why is she not pieces?
That we're going to talk about tomorrow, because it's easy to put 10 pieces. Anyone can put 10 pieces. Anyone can put 10 pieces. Limaskono! Avada, we do Neman, there was a Badika. So what's the case that the Isha Eved V'Katan has to be Neman? In a case when we know Bevadois that there wasn't a Badika. What day of the month was that? The assumption is it was Yudalid, and how do we know he didn't do a Badika? Because we saw he was Tarid. Question, Frekim Ram Chalava. Maybe it was Yid Gimel, and just there was no Chazakit that he did a Badika. Why do you have to say it was Yudalid, and we know he didn't? Why can't you just say that it was on Yid Gimel? Question.
What are the
Chumash Dad's? The question is if you died right before or right after?